Step 12. August Strindberg. If at this moment you are on Piazzetta Felice Baratelli, situated at the furthest end of Viale Geno, you have arrived at the 12th stop of our walk. Before you is the lake. On the other shore, you can see majestic Villa Olmo, and around you, you could feel the aura of one of the most famous Swedish writers, who is considered the father of modern theatre, August Strindberg. Johan August Strindberg was born in Stockholm in 1849 to a family of petit bourgeois extraction. After graduating, he taught in a public school in order to pay for his studies in philology and medicine at Uppsala University, but because of the state of his finances, he was soon forced to leave his academic career and return to the capital, where he found a job first as a journalist, then as a librarian at the Royal Library. He then got married in 1877 with Siri von Essen, and they had three children. His literary career began in 1879 when he published The Red Room, and his writings are full of the same contradictions that have influenced his existence. Strindberg is in fact sometimes brilliant, but also dispersive, an observer of reality and at the same time a visionary, sensitive and brutally brazen. Strindberg's productions are characterized by harsh social criticism that made him a target of critics, causing him to move with his family first to Paris, then to Switzerland. During the years of self-imposed exile, Strindberg continued to write and publish texts that earned him accusations of blasphemy and misogynism. His relationship with Siri also progressively deteriorated, until the two of them decided to end their marriage. Strindberg remarried two more times, but both relationships were short-lived. In 1884, Strindberg travelled to Crotto del Nino, near Blevio, as told in the book Dall'Italia, from Italy. His experience turned out to be an important historical testimony, because from the boat he noticed a pavilion near the end of Viale Geno, where he could see many skulls through a grid, and the boatman explained to him that they had been placed there in memory of the Great Plague. In fact, on the Geno headland stood the Lazaret of St. Clement. In 1907, back in his homeland, he decided to found Strindberg's Intima Theater in Stockholm, where his works were staged. The author died a few years later, in 1912, leaving about 50 volumes containing his literary production. This is the passage taken from Dall'Italia concerning the skulls at Geno. We pass under some budding weeping willows near an English mansion. There is a small pavilion on a strip of land. Through a barred window, a bunch of curious faces look out, but I am surprised that they all have white heads. These are actually skulls exhibited in memory of the Great Plague, the boatman explains, because the Lazaret of St. Clement once stood there. Strindberg then returns from Crotto del Nino on foot, following the ancient Strada Regia, that, under chestnut and walnut trees, climbed along a mountain wall, and then, little by little, passing by silk factories, reached the city.